What's the Sod of Shabbos? Sod of Shabbos, you have to open a Mishnah, it's Masechta Shabbos. And here there's a Moedika, Moedika Sod. Shabbos begins, Yitzias HaShabbos 2 Shein 4. What's the whole Zach? Poshet Ha'oni Baal Bayis, Poshet Ha'oni Yisiyodah Bachuz, Baal Bayis Bifnim. Ha'ganze Geschäft, it's a long Mishnah. Kitzah Melechas Eitzah, Bekitzah. Melechas Eitzah. There's an Oni in, outside, and there's an Osher inside, and he's Poshet Yisiyodah, and he puts it in, what's going on over here? Why Dafka an Oni and an Osher? Melechas Eitzah. Right? The Mishnah should have said, if somebody's standing in Shabbos Kodesh, somebody's standing inside with a Pav Cholent, and there's somebody else standing outside there, and he passes the gefilte fish, and then shine out over again on night saw. So it's a dafka derech mitzvah stocker you over on night saw. Dafka derech mitzvah stocker you over night saw. And if it's not mitzvah stocker, it's not night saw. And what, why the whole arichas? How I shtaim shenar ba so many efanim. Over here's the moedik hazach. Stocker is an oshe and an ani, a mashpia and a makamba. Valtik is given stocker. Valtik, what's wrong? You know what's wrong? What's wrong is that Shabbos Kodesh is the spitz to all that we've been saying till now. Shabbos Kodesh is the time where the makabel becomes a makor of ashba. Shabbos is malchus. Misha tarach be'er Shabbos midas ayisod sixth midah yerchel b'Shabbos. Shabbos is less lamigar meklum, right? You have to be mashpia. Erev Shabbos has to be mashpia for Shabbos. Mishat Torah be'erev Shabbos, Yechub Shabbos. However, it's that Shein Yivos states, what's the Makor HaBrocha for the whole week? Shabbos. So what happens to Shabbos? Shabbos becomes a Makor HaShpa. The name is Baruchim called Shita Yomen. So what's the greatest Yichud on Shabbos? The greatest Yichud on Shabbos is where Knesset Yisrael, which was Makabel from the Rabban Shalom, become so close to Rabban Shalom, that's the Yichud, where they become one. Knesset Shalom becomes one, the Rabban Shalom. And once they become one, the Rabban Shalom is in the Mashpia, the Makabel becomes the Mashpia. That's an emistic Yichud. That's an Yichud. When Ish is the Mashpia, Ishta is the Makabel, and Ishta Kegufoi. Ishta Kegufoi is what? Ishta Kegufoi. Ahoyu Lebosa Echot, she becomes a skull into his Metzias. Kalan and Skalan into his Metzias. And that's what happens, that's the Yichud what happens on Shabbos. So what's the Chil Shabbos over here? Chil Shabbos is that the Mashpia and the Makabel are in two Rishuyos. That's Chil Shabbos. So it's an Asher is a Mashpia. It's an Oni is a Makabel. Gewaltig, the Mashpia is being Makabel to the Oni. But the problem is that the Mashpia and the Makabel are in two Rishuyos. That's the problem. That's the Sodom Masech Shabbos. That's the Sod of Shabbos. The Sod of Shabbos is where the Mashpia and the Makabel are niskabel together. They're still in Shtei Rishuyos, that's Chil Shabbos. Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim. Shtayim is the Mashpia and the Makabel. And there should really be Shtayim Shem Achas. Arba is always a pizor, right? Arba is always when it's Mispazer instead of coming together. Arba comforts or it's Mispazer. And Kashlishi is Yoveh Shlishi Ve'achriya B'neim. So Shlishi puts together. Revi comes and brings pizor. Shtayim Shehem Pizor, that's what it's saying. Yitzias HaShabbos, where there's Shtayim, and Shtayim Shehem Arba. Shtayim is Pizor. Shtayim is two. And the whole Vat of Shabbos is where the Mashpia, where the Makabel is Niskal and becomes part of the Mashpia, where Shabbos alone be Verta Mashpia. If Shabbos stays a Makabel, how can Shabbos be Mashpia to the rest of the week? That's right. Shtayim Shehem Pizor. Shtayim Shehem Pizor, that's the Chil Shabbos. And if that's why the Heilige Rebbe HaKadosh, he chose Dafka, a Mashpia and a Makabel. You've got an Osher and you've got an Oni. It's not Stam, a plate of Cholent. It's the classical Mashpia and an Oni, and Mashpia and a Makabel. And the whole Chil Shabbos is that on Shabbos, the Mashpia and the Makabel are Shtei Rishuyos. Then Shabbos can't be Mashpia, then Shabbos remains a Makabel, Chas V'Shalom. How can Shabbos be Mashpia to the rest of the days? How about in Shabbos is where the Mashpia and the Makabel are in one Rishus. And then Shabbos can become a Makor Ashba, and Shabbos can be in the sky. And that's why Shabbos is Taka the Makor Ashba. Shabbos is Oynas Tamat Chocham. Oynas Tamat Chocham means Taka the Makor Ashba, the Makor Ashba of Kedusha, where a person becomes a Koyach HaMashpia. Shabbos, the Koyach HaMashpia, and that's the Machin of Oynas Tamat Chocham. That's the Sodom Masechet Shabbos. The skull, that's the yichud. The skull that comes together is a skull with the mashpia, where the makabel becomes a bechinas makor hashpah. That's the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh.
It brought out the point more. Usher. It could have been two Rastan people.
Yeah, but I want to. Oshin and Oshin is the classical Mashpia Mekav. And the Chilul is that it's still in two Rishis. That's Mesachas Shabbos. And that's why the whole Indian of Shabbos is that person, what happens when he spends money on Shabbos? He gets it all back. Why does he get it all back? When he spends money, he becomes a chaser. Right? When he spends money, he becomes a chaser. No, but at the same time as he becomes a chaser, he becomes a Makar Ashpa on Shabbos. So therefore, all the chasrenes gets filled up. Because he becomes a Makar. So he can't be a chaser if he's Alena Makar. Alena Makar can't be lacking anything. The Makabal is lacking. The Makar is not lacking. So therefore, when you buy for Shabbos, when you buy food for Shabbos, you buy food for Shabbos, that's Erev Shabbos. That's Erev Shabbos. Then Erev Shabbos is the Mashpia and the Makabal during the week, are two Rishuyas. So therefore when you're spending money, you're losing, you're lacking. Comes the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, you become a Makar Ashpa. So everything you spend obviously has to come back. You can't stay lacking. The Makar is being Mashpia to that which is lacking. But when you become Alena Mashpia, that's all the Hitzah is Shabbos. A person gets back. That's the whole soul of Shabbos. The whole soul of Shabbos is the Makor, a Makor, where the Makabu becomes a Makor. That's the Bechin of Lachadoidi, because Kala. Kala is a Hiskalis. Kala is Midoshin Hiskalis. So Lachadoidi, Rabban Shlain, Likras Kala, go before the Kala, because now there's going to be the Yichud Amiti of the Hiskalis. Kala Meloshin is Kalas. Then Taka, we come home. Ah, Shulchan and Melochim. Siddur Shleim and Beshatoi. Come home. And then suddenly we come from a Makabal. That's why it says when Shabbos comes in, the Melachta Chasuya, the person mustn't feel he's lacking anything on Shabbos. Chasu Shabbos. Because then he's still a Makabal. The person must feel the Kaddish of Shabbos is not lacking anything, and therefore he can become a Kor Hashma. That's the Sod of Shabbos. That's why even though it says a Melacha Geruah, as Taisu says, and we've discussed it before, Kedus is Shabbos. What Shabbos is, where the Mashpia and the Makabal have to be in one Rishus, meaning they have to be in a skull into each other.
Is it, it's becoming Makabal Mashpia while still being Makabal at the same time?
Meaning?
You're Makabal to be a Makar while being Makabal at the same time?
You're not being a Makabal and there's a Mashpia on top of you. And you yourself are now a makava for the hashbah for makosh baruch. So if it's forget Shabbos, everyone's only a mashpia. Again, not makosh, not being mashpia from us, being mashpia.
That didn't mean that's why you're still a makava, because not coming from.
Vada. But Shabbos is not a darga where we feel that we're a makabel. Shabbos is a darga where we feel niskala, the kala, not niskala, since we're a bunch of them. That's the bechina of makor hashpa. And that's the oinat tamat chacham, and that's the bechina of Shabbos in chadash kedushei Torah to be mashpia. Shabbos every yid is a mashpia. Shabbos every yid is a mashpia. I is a makabel, but mashpia makabel is a makor echad. That rechargeable batteries, they go back into the Makor, they become Elena Kor. Less Lamigamiklum, they run out, and then they go back into the and then the skull into, you put them into the recharge, into the Makor, and then they become a Makor Ashpo. So this was an illustration why it had to happen now. But that's the Sod, that's the Moedic Sod of Shabbos, and that's why every needs to feel Mushlam on Shabbos, Mushlam, Mishlemus, Mushlam, Mishlemus, even though before he didn't, that's the Koyach, is to make sure that the Oni becomes a Makar Ashpa. So that's the whole Indian of me. So we discussed that's the Sod of Mila, that's the Sod of Shabbos. And that's why we said before that the beginning of the Bria, this was a big adjustment. The whole Indian of Parshas Noach, right, which came after Shabbos, the whole Indian of Parshas Noach. The whole Indian of Parshas Noach, we know that Noach is Hashem Vayonach. It's a Shabbos like a parasha. It's a parasha which is Nisgala, that goes to Shabbos, Chayiv Misa. Right? Why? What's the mot? And that's why Noach begins with Eila told us Noach. The Peshat is the Pegam of the Dor was Vatishochis Oretz. Tishochis Oretz is Zer Levatol, Rashi says. And the Rizal says, the Pshat is that the chit, their chit was that they were mashpia without a makabel. What's there in the batala? You mashpia to nowhere. A zilzil in the koyach hashpa. A zilzil in the makabel without a makabel. In other words, they wanted to chapon to this. In other words, see, it's an avoider. To become a makor hashpa, there's an avoider. You start off less lamigar miklum, and you're scaling. More a person realizes and appreciates that everything comes from Rabbein Shalom, and more becomes a makabel sagansa avoider. And they were mezalzel in this karcha, they were mezalzel in this makor hashpa, which is the opposite of Noach. What's Eila told us? Noach faket. Noach is faket. He had told us. What's told us? Told us is a mashpia with a makabel. Mitzvah peruvu is a mashpia with a makabel. So, but shochas oros means they were mezalzel in this whole inyan. The end of Parshas Noach, you have another big chet called the Dera Floga. It's a shaychas to Parshas Noach. It's almost the same zach. I think Baal Tanya says, that what was the inyan of building a tower and going up to Shemaim? There it says, it says that they wanted to get the hashpos, the gun of the hashpos without avoida. Kilo, they wanted to go up and take the hashpos down without an avoida. A makabel and thing, you have to know that you're the oni, and you have to know that the pashati, oshes yodai v'nasan asarich, you got to know all that. So the zilzal of the door then was the zilzal of the door, but they didn't want to go through all those stages till they become a makar hashpa. So there are mabel with mezalzal. There are mabel with mezalzal in hashpa. Mezalzal in hashpa. Hashpa without a makabel. They don't want that relationship. And the door of floga, which is in the same parasha, is the same parasha, they tried to take it without an avoida. So made it, therefore, dafka parasha's noach is megala that a goy has got no shaykhs. A goy has got no shaykhs to Shabbos. Goy shal Shabbos chayv misa is learned out from oid kolim yehoretz, yom elay de lo yishpoisu, goy shal Shabbos chayv misa, because Shabbos can only be, you can only get to a mekor hashpa through avoida. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is where we get to a koyach of becoming a makor hashpa through our avoda, through our bittel, through our skalas, right? So therefore, the goy doesn't want that. The goy is mezalzel in the whole inyan. And maybe therefore, Pashas Noach is megala the goy Shabbos chayim misa. Lech lecha is really Avraham. Avraham Arina was already the one who became a makor hashpa through avoda. Lech lecha is became a koyach hamashpia through avoda. That's why he was zeichet to the mitzvah of Mishalach Lefanai Ve'yesamim. The opposite of a tishach is the oritz of Zerah Levatala. You see how the whole Indian is all intertwined with each other. Shabbos is connected to Yaakov, a lot connected to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Rishis Oini, he was a tipper Rishayinu. Yaakov Avinu, there was Oni Mashpia Latoiva. In other words, Avram was Mashpia Bechinas to Yishmael, Yitzchak was Mashpia Bechinas Esau. Yaakov Avinu was Makor Ashpa, Rishis Oini, tipper Rishayinu. Rishis Oini only went to Kedusha. That was the Shlemus of the Yichud. So Shabbos is connected to Yaakov Avinu. Shabbos is also connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. As we'll see, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yismach Moshe, Amanas Chelka, Yaakov and Moshe, one Darga, one's Mirfnim, one's Milgar, Milgav, the Zohar Kodesh. But the one Madrega, that Madrega, they became a Makor Hashpa, and they were a Zohar to become a Makor Hashpa to an Amistik of Makabal.
That's Yismach Belanas.
Yeah, it's Mamish that Nakuda. He became a Makor Hashpa.
When
you become a Makor Hashpa, when you can give. Moradik. Sasa Simcha Shabbai. Moradik, yeah. So this is the whole Zach. So Fakert, we have to feel during the week, we have to feel Ahim Ben Shalom, Les Lanami Garmi Klum, the Hashpa, and Ben Shalom is Mashpia, we have to daven for. And this, and that's why you mustn't. That's why during the week all the tefillahs and shemoneh esrei are all talking about how we're lacking. And that's our void of feeling, of becoming more and more makabel. In other words, being more and more of that feeling of getting closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the feeling of listening to Aramaic. Shabbos, you know, a lot of davening for tchinas. You know, a lot of davening tchinas on Shabbos. Shabbos is a makor hashpa. There's no tchinas. And that's the heilig of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is. Always remember that Shabbos Kodesh is where the Mashpia and the Makabel are not two separate entities. Why is Shonkim Mashpia? But Bleibster Makabel. Bleibster Makabel. Chnini Medaisa didn't want to be a Makabel. want to be a mashpia, to be mashpia. So therefore, daile mekav charuvim. Doesn't want to be mekabel. Doesn't want that relationship with mekabel. He wants to be in the skull and the rabban shalom's mitzias, and then he becomes a klayach mashpia. That's the whole sod of kedushas habris, the whole kilkel of the dor mabul, the sod of kedushas habris, the whole kilkel of dor mabul, the kilkel of dor flog is to become a mashpia without the avoid of being a mekabel first. Kilo, don't need a mekabel. But dor mabul says you don't need a mekabel over here. So they were mashpia without a mekabel. Don't need this mekabel. Then later you become a mashpia. Let's go straight to the point. And that was a terrible kilkel. That's a terrible. That's the kilkel of zera levatol. To be makir that there's a makabel, that's kedushas habris. Kayam is oina, makabel, there's a mashpia, there's a makabel, and then a person walks away through avoida to become a makara mashpia.